tonight, even as Iran fires missiles and drones at American Navy ships and our ally, the United Arab Emirates, the Trump administration insists the ceasefire is not over. But today, a top Iranian official insisting, quote, we have not even begun yet, adding, we know full well that the continuation of the status quo is intolerable for America. Here at home, the average price of a gallon of gas now topping $4.50, the highest it's been in 4 years. The price of beef soaring more than 15% over the past year. Yesterday, the administration launched an effort to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to commercial traffic. But in the past 48 hours, only two commercial ships have crossed, more than 1,500 stacked up outside. And late tonight, the president abruptly announcing he was pausing the U.S. effort. It came after Iran opened fire on some commercial vessels, including American Navy ships, which fired back. Earlier, Secretary of State Marco Rubio emphasizing that didn't mean the U.S. had resumed attacks on Iran.
This is a defensive operation. And what that means is very simple. There's no shooting unless we're shot at first. Okay, we're not attacking them. We are only responding if attacked first. This is a defensive operation.
Rubio then taking it a step further, declaring that Operation Epic Fury itself is over. This, though President Trump's goal in starting the war to eliminate Iran's nuclear program, remains out of reach.
10 weeks in, are we any closer to getting rid of Iran's nuclear material?
Yeah, but look, here's the way to think about Iran. So their ability to build a shield behind which they could hide their nuclear program was wiped out. That's a very substantial achievement, and that was the purpose of this operation from day one.
You have to get their nuclear material in order for this war to end.
Well, that's one of the topics that needs to be discussed. I don't know about, I think you're linking it. The operation is over. Epic Fury, as the president notified Congress, we're done with that stage of it.